Iranian armed forces have held nationwide parades to mark the 36th anniversary of the invasion of the country by Iraq under former dictator Saddam Hussein in 1980. In the capital Tehran, the march was staged by thousands of forces from the army and the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, as well as the Iranian police. The armed forces displayed a wide range of missiles, tanks, ships, and other military equipment. Addressing the ceremony, head of the Iranian armed forces, the Joint Chief of Staff, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, said the recent U.S. military aid package to Israel will not deter Iran.
The recent move by the criminal U.S. to sign an agreement to provide a military aid package for Israel, which is a desperate attempt to ensure the security of the regime, will make us more determined to increase our defense capability.
The general noted that Iran will by no means suspend its planned military drills. Bagheri said that Iran is after peace, but avoiding war is only possible through stepped-up deterrence. He also said that any move that undermines national defensive power only serves enemies' interests. Meanwhile, Iranian naval units staged a massive parade on land and sea to mark the occasion. Iran has displayed two newly unveiled missiles in the Wednesday military parades, including the latest Iranian missile system dubbed Zulfiqar. Zulfiqar is a long-range ballistic missile which is among Iran's most precise. It is a multiple warhead projectile that can hit multiple targets spread over an area with a single strike. The Iranian armed forces also for the first time displayed Ahmad missile, which has a range of over 1,600 kilometers. Zulfiqar and Ahmad were part of over a dozen different projectiles and missile systems paraded in the capital Tehran and in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas. Iran also showcases missile defense system Bavar 373, along with its Russian counterpart, S-300. Mohammad Morandi is a professor at the University of Tehran who joins us on the phone to share with us his thoughts on this. So, Professor, if we're looking at the statements made there by the head of the Iranian Armed Forces, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, made a reference to the U.S. military aid package to Israel, the largest in U.S. history. He said that it's not going to deter Iran. How do you put that into context with what today meant in terms of a showcase of the different deterrence capabilities that Iran has?
Well, I think that Iran, since it's been playing catch-up on military technology for the last two, three decades, it is on a yearly basis, more or less, narrowing the gap, technologically speaking, between itself and the most sophisticated military defense systems that are currently being developed by countries like the United States. So each year that goes by, we see that Iranian technology is becoming almost the equivalent to the most advanced military technology that exists today. And that, I think, itself is creates the sort of confidence that Iran needs in order to stand up to the United States. In the past, if you recall, when the Iranians would announce new defense systems, Western media outlets and Western governments would express skepticism, even up till 5-6 years ago. But nowadays, they've come to recognize that Iran is indeed very developed and developing at a much more rapid pace than their Western counterparts for a host of reasons, which I don't think we have time to get into. So I think the Americans and their allies recognize that they have to take Iran's military defense very seriously.
Okay, very well. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's Professor Mohammad Morandi talking to us there, professor at the University of Tehran.